Hello and welcome. Welcome to The Other Page Radio. My name is Heywood Fennell, and we're coming to you from WBCALP 102.9 Boston, 102.9 FM Boston. Folks, we're so happy to be here today with you. Certainly hope you all doing well. I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be here, folks. There's a lot of things going on. We want to share them all with you, but before we do that, just let me do this.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Folks, again, this is The Other Page Radio. My name is Heywood Fennell, Sr., and I'm a veteran and proud of it. A lot of things are going on now in our community and in our nation, and it seems as though veterans are forgotten. But we here at The Other Page Radio, we are in the process of strengthening our positions and our station and our programming to honor and salute and to help educate people on the importance of veterans being an overlooked and an outside overlooked community resource. That's right. What comes to my mind right now is the school that I graduated from, UMass Boston. There is an organization out there, the William Joyner Institute. They are working to help educate not just the veteran students' body, but also help the community understand that veterans deserve to be served. The William Joyner Institute is headed by Thomas Miller and Brennan O'Connell. And I just want to thank them for doing the work that they've been doing to help veterans find places of dignity to further serve once they are out of uniform. That's the William Joyner Institute. Go online for more information about this wonderful, wonderful veterans educational institution that is a part of UMass Boston here in Boston, Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, they are sponsoring and supporting Triad Veterans League's proposal to create a United States commemorative postal stamp series that depicts images from the calendar of the black veterans that's published every year, with these images showing African Americans' military involvement since the American Revolution up to the Korean War. A second calendar is being planned. But this calendar is being proposed to become a commemorative United States postal stamp series. Now, that requires a lot of work. And we are fortunate to have early on support from the Office of United States Congressman James McGovern, who saw the art exhibit a few years ago in Worcester. And it was he that said, "This is a great exhibit, and we need to try to get the Commonwealth of Massachusetts elected officials behind creating a United States commemorative postal stamp series of these images. And we want to thank the congressman. We also want to thank the other elected officials on federal and state and city level that are involved with this project. Our most recent visit to the office of United States Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey allowed us to introduce the project. They will be coming on board. United States Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is on board. Former Boston City Council President Ed Flynn, himself a veteran, wrote a citation in support of our drive for this United States commemorative stamp series to become a reality. Keep in mind now, there is no guarantee that this will occur. But what will happen is that we will begin to create a bigger presence of history of the African-American veteran from the American Revolution up until today. Because through omission, deliberate or otherwise, there needs to be more information about the contributions of African Americans, veterans, and the first casualty in the American Revolution was Crispus Attucks, a black man, shot by the British in Boston, Massachusetts. He was the first recorded casualty. And that's very important because that's the part of information that needs to be shared across the country. And then we have the 54th Volunteer Regiment that served during the Civil War and fought later in the West. Significant numbers died. Significant numbers were forgotten. This United States commemorative stamp series is to remind people of the importance of the sacrifices made to keep this country free and to move forward as no other nation has been able to do. And the program is sponsored by Triad Veterans League, a community-based research veterans advocacy group formed in 1996 in Wilmington, North Carolina, re-established when I was a student at Boston University, and we have been engaged in researching and coming up with strategic plans to eliminate the exclusion based on race that we find still in the United States military. Don't care about seeing the Secretary of Defense, Austin, Lloyd Austin, if you will, doing his job. He did his job when he was in the Middle East. He was a supreme leader there. And, you know, Colin Powell and all of that. The fact remains is that African-American veterans were not treated equally. And a lot of them, because of the treatment that they received in the United States military, ended up with a lot of mental health stresses because of their inability to cope. And when I say mental health, I'm including attempted suicide, substance abuse disorder, so much PTSD, so much has gone on with our veterans of color. And we haven't been able to address it in the manner that we should. A perfect example of what I'm talking about, everybody, is that the VA, the Veterans Administration, is supposed to be taking care of veterans. But because of the dynamics of change and because of the dynamics of social values, they haven't been able to do that. It's more than a one-stop agency solving mechanism. It has to include care and service providers in the community that serve veterans and their families, because all veterans do not go to the VA. They don't go there. And we need to be mindful of the need for the VA to understand that we are here to assist in helping our veterans. This is the Other Page radio program brought to you by Triad Veterans League in association with the BNN Media Services. We're at WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. We are here to show you, but more importantly, to share with you the importance of military service, that it should not be forgotten, that we should be included. Not coming down on the president because he's the commander in chief, but I gotta say, he signed a bill the other day that gave billions and billions of dollars to countries to fight each other, to kill each other, but nothing for the veterans that are homeless. They couldn't put a package together. And veterans need to have the resources to deal with the issues. Homelessness is something that should never be in America. We have the land, we have the resources, but we do not have the spiritual value that's needed to take care of those who serve the United States during times of war. Now, I'm not saying that everybody served in a war zone, but if you were in the military, wearing the uniform, during the times that our brothers and sisters was holding those places, some giving up their lives, some saving lives of other people that they came to protect, we need to be taking care of them. There is nothing too good, nothing too good for our veterans. People have a view of veterans that is so outdated. These are human beings that raise their hand, male and female, to defend and fight for the freedom of the United States government and its people in foreign lands. In foreign lands. Black veterans were in France, they were in Italy, they were in North Africa, they were in Japan later on, Okinawa, Germany, Poland, Italy, Spain, Cuba. We were everywhere. Haiti raised our hands, took the oath to die, to try. And we have a homeless situation in the United States of America that has no business being here. None at all. We'll be right back.
The Oscar Michaud Family Theater Program is a Boston nonprofit. They hope to teach the importance of community service through the art of theater, looking to establish a year-round community-based family theater organization with full theater productions by people from the community. For more information, you can visit www.OscarMichaudRep.tripod.com.
Again, this is The Other Page Radio. My name is Hale Fennell. And, you know, on the lighter side, I want to just say that the Oscar Michaud Family Theater Program is a program that was organized by Triad Veterans League and a few others, and we've been around since 1997. And this is 20 23. And we are planning to celebrate 26 years of building and developing talent, no matter the age. We've been performing plays that are based on cultural integrity, such as a period of time known as the Harlem Renaissance. The Harlem Renaissance is a period of time in American history where African Americans began to be more assertive about their talents. They began to write plays and books and music, dance, productions of all kinds. This was the source of what is happening today. But they didn't do the situation where hip-hop used ethnic slurs in their music to sell their music. The Harlem Renaissance era and the artists that were involved, like Josephine Baker, Langston Hughes, Claude McKay, they didn't do that. They didn't use terms to demean each other. Now, I know they say that the hip-hop artists today are trying to get away from that, but they was like glorifying, slandering, and using ethnic and racial slurs about their own people as if it didn't matter. We just want to get paid, they said. But if you look at the word and how it was used then, it's the same word that they use today, but they do it with music, and it says okay, even though it's offensive. Nobody wants to be called racial and ethnic slurs that are demeaning. And so Triad Veterans League and our theater company mission is to teach and reach about the importance of our accomplishment. And we have a strategic planning team that is over 50% veterans. Want to take my hat off to Brother Will Spencer and his wife, Monica Spencer. Monica Spencer is our director. Brother Will is our technical person who is coming up this year with a curriculum that we will offer at our summer program to our participants, how to use the soundboard, how to deal with audio, and how to deal with lighting to introduce them to an opportunity for workforce development. The Oscar Michelle Family Theater Program wants to thank Eleanor Brown, who's also a technician. We want to thank Sister Karen Harris, who is a member of our strategic planning, Minister Deborah Mosley, another member of our strategic planning, Wanda Perry Joseph, another member, Darlene Wynn, you know her, singer. I mean, we got them. Irene O'Bannon has been with us for over 18 years. We have done a lot of work as the Oscar Michelle Family Theater Program Company. And we're looking forward to coming into Cambridge in 25. We want to bring our performances to Cambridge so that we can embrace them with our history, which is not a mystery. The Oscar Michelle Family Theater Program Company is proud of the work that we've been doing in our community, reaching and teaching. 857-204-5600. 5312. That's for you if you're interested in anything that you hear about today on The Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. Back again, folks. We just want to put a little flavor in our program, you know, with a little more music. Normally, that's our theme music, opening up and closing. But I thought maybe we might just kind of treat you a little bit to another side of us, because we're always trying to be creative on our radio show, because we want to make sure that you enjoy the music. We want to make sure that you enjoy what we are talking about, and we want you to learn from what we're talking about. You know, folks, it's got to be a better way. It's got to be a better way. That's all I can say. When I hear, when I see, and what I've learned is that our children cannot read on the level that they are supposed to. And if our children cannot read, they cannot compete. And if they cannot compete, they're going to look for shortcuts in school and other ways. And we have to be very conscious of that. We can't always say that's the teacher's job when it's really your job to read with your children. Because a family that reads together, they learn together. But you can't say everything is the teacher's job when you're the first teacher. I want everybody to understand that we are who we say we are when we do what we need to do for ourselves, because nobody's coming to save us. We must save ourselves. We must prepare ourselves as soldiers did. You know, make sure you got water in your canteen. Make sure you got extra bullets for your gun. Your knapsack is where it's supposed to be. You got your gas mask. And literacy and understanding how to use it to learn, that's your kit to survive, to thrive, to be alive. Learn how to read. Learn what to read. And learn how to share what you learn when you read. There's nothing wrong. Just like you have team basketball, you have three-man team. To play another three men, we should be able to have three-man reading teams to read to each other and to discuss what they read, to be able to articulate what they have learned, to resolve conflict resolution. There's nothing wrong with reading a good book with your friend or family. I'm so proud of Triad Veterans League's Veterans Reading Brigade. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm proud of Triad Veterans League's Reading Brigade. The Reading Brigade, Triad Veterans League Reading Brigade, is about taking our annually published calendar and the information that's in the calendar around black veterans and their accomplishments and achievements while wearing the uniform is read about and discussed. Because like I said before, Triad Veterans League and its supporting team that includes the William Joyner Institute, the William Monroe Trotter Institute, both institutes located at the campus of UMass Boston, and the office of Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, Congressman James McGovern, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Ed Markey, the office of Ed Flynn, City Councilor, formerly President of the Boston City Council. We have a strategy that will make the literacy appreciation bloom using the calendar and the commemorated stamp series that we are now working on and getting more support and sponsors for this national strategy of appreciation for the black veterans and their military accomplishments and contributions. The Other Page Radio is brought to you by Triad Veterans League. We're at WBCA LP 102.9 FM, Boston.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's very important, I think, that we get these PCAs out. I'm hoping that you take a pen or pencil or your phone and write down the contact information. And if you're not a veteran, maybe you might know one. Because veterans need your support. They need your help. We're not an enigma. An enigma is something that you really don't know what it is. Veterans are people that raised their hand and volunteered their services to wear the uniform representing the United States of America. And they came back, some of them, not all of them, but those that came back had been in a war experience. They didn't get, debriefing opportunities to be checked out to see what their mental status was, you know. They just discharged them, gave them their DD form 214 to show that they were in the military and whatever money that was on the books for them, and they sent them home. Okay, go ahead on, you're all right now. But that's not the case that happened, folks. That is not what happened to these veterans that I'm trying to talk to you about today. Because some of them had some things that happened to them over there that they were not able to share with their families. And they got trapped. And the situation got worse in terms of their mental health. And PTSD, post-stress traumatic syndrome, began to show up. It didn't come at any appointed time. The trauma and the other things that you experience dictates that you are not able to cope. And a lot of times you go back to the military for an evaluation that you should have gone through before you were discharged. You got to go back to them now and try to prove to them that you were damaged as a direct result of your being in the military and the experiences that you had. Now, I don't know if you know, but the VA and the downtown office of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, along with the Commissioner for Veterans Affairs for the City of Boston, need to sit down with some places like the William Joyner Institute, the William Monroe Trotter Institute at UMass Boston, with Triad Veterans League, and maybe Whittier Street Community Health Center to begin to talk about the issues around mental health that's troubling our veterans, and it needs to be highlighted so that we can see where we're going and see what we need to do for our veterans. That's the only way. A lot of times people take veterans for granted and think that there's a one-place solution for our veterans. No. The responsibility for our veterans and their families is a collective responsibility for veterans and non-veterans as well. People come home from war and trauma-induced situations, racism, and they don't know how to get rid of those feelings that they're living with. And they become psychotic, neurotic. We can't have that for our veterans. We can't do that. Like I said before, the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, signed a bill to give billions of dollars to other countries to continue their war with each other, but he didn't give that kind of money to our veterans to try to save them from doing the things like ideations around suicide or suicides, treatment for substance abuse disorders, facilities to treat detoxes for those that are in need. It's a lot of things that we can do to help our veterans, but we're giving it to other places, other countries, to kill each other.
Potential is everywhere. It's in every child in every community.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts works to transform communities by empowering, defending, and igniting the potential of youth across Eastern Massachusetts, ensuring every child has the support from caring adults that they need for healthy development and success in life. Big Brothers Big Sisters fosters one-to-one mentoring relationships between child and adult, helping the youth in our communities achieve their fullest potential. But at any given moment, there are hundreds of children in our region in need of a caring adult role model.
Do you have what it takes to become a defender of potential? You can learn more at massbaybigs.org.
The other page is right here with you. WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. Heywood Fennell here hosting, talking about the veterans and talking about other things that we can do to make this problem non-existent. I'm looking forward, right, to working with other care and service providers in the Commonwealth or the City of Boston. Of course, I do go to other cities and try to find veterans and what they're doing and everything. And I know that when you put that uniform on, your whole life changes. Your whole life changes. You're arranged to do things a different way because they call your name and give you some traveling orders to go meet a ship or go to an airport and meet the rest of your comrades at an assigned place, and off you go. But when you come back, you're not the same. I'm working with some people now in the survey gathering situations for African-American veterans with lung cancer. Yeah. Lung cancer, you don't have to actually be a smoker. to get lung cancer. Did you know that? You know, it's in the air. You inhale it. It's called secondhand smoke. And then the next thing you know, you all stressed out. That's another personal thing that helps or hinders us from healing. It's being stressed out. And that lung cancer survey project that I'm involved in, I'm going to have some dates for you. I'm working on some sites that we will be able to gather and discuss this African-American veterans and lung cancer situation. There's a lot of things going on that the veterans can benefit from, and we don't have it all, but what I would do if I was you, I would call the office of the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs for the City of Boston. I would go online. His name is Robert Santiago. And I would call his office and I would find out exactly what it is that they're doing for our veterans and how you can become a beneficiary of the services that they're supposed to provide. See, they're not coming out in the community as I do most of the time, unless they're doing like an event, like a breakfast or a brunch or something like that. And they're not set up to talk to the individual veterans. So what they do is they come up with this thing called stand down. Stand down was a term used in the military for those that were involved in combat to withdraw from the front lines and go in the background and get some needed rest and recuperation, also called R&R. We are still at war. Our veterans are still at war with this homelessness and the other byproducts from being homeless or being substance abusers with disorders. They held it down, I believe, at the City Hall Plaza. I think it was for half a day, one day at the most. But before that, it had a history of being in the South End down near the MBTA bus barn, and they had the tents and everything set up for 3 days. For 3 days, you was able to come in and get some R&R from the streets or wherever and get services provided. And it took 3 days and made it into a half a day. What happened? How did that go down? That's why I'm suggesting that you give a call to Commissioner Robert Santiago's office and ask questions. Because we need to have questions answered. We're not being treated as the people who went away, young, bright-eyed, going to do what they thought was their duty, and came back all disoriented, unable to talk about the things that they were involved. We need help. We need your voice to help us become stronger and more determined. Because like I said earlier, veterans are not an enigma. Veterans could be your son, could be your dad, could be your cousin, could be your brother, could be your friend. Left you all one way and came back another way. You didn't even know her. I say her because a lot of women went through some of the abrasiveness of being disrespected because they were women and they were wearing a United States military uniform. Want to salute Commander Mary Tewitt, the American Legion Post number 16, Blue Hill Avenue, for her service to our country and to our veterans. You know, I mean, I'm in it to win it. I'm not going to go around stroking you and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I'm not a gambling man, right? I'm not a gambling man, but I will take a gamble on this. I believe that every house of worship, whether you're Muslim or another religion, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, I believe that someone, if you have a family, if not yourself, there's somebody in your family or in your church or in your Masonic temple that's a veteran. And you have not said one word to help them. And I'm asking you now to reconsider and begin to speak up and ask the questions. How can we help our veterans? How can we treat them better? How can we help their families? What are you doing, elected officials, for our veterans and the lack of resources that we face every day? The VA is not the only place for our veterans to be served. I said to you earlier that a lot of veterans do not go to the Veterans Administration healthcare in Jamaica Plain because of the lack of cultural sensitivity and because they don't trust them. Isn't that something to say? But that's how our survey that we did with the help of Northeastern University Public Health Department helped us to reveal in the findings that African-American veterans don't feel comfortable. So you're not going to go someplace looking for help if you don't feel comfortable. You're not going to even express your needs. Let me tell you something, right? You know, people, especially men do treatment better than they do prevention. You know, I remember my good friend Dr. Ed Bernstein over at Boston Medical Center. He's retired now, but you never retire, right? And he was over there, and he had a program called Project Assert. Project Assert, wonderful program involving people with substance abuse problem being identified, even though they didn't initially say that they had substance abuse issues, that they were at the hospital for another matter, health matter. But when talking with the staff from Assert, Project Assert, as part of the intake, some of them admitted that they were substance abusers and needed to get treatment. And some went into the treatment and were successful. We don't have that in the VA system. And that's one of the things that I was mentioning and putting emphasis on, was that today when you treat veterans and health care, you can't treat them as if this was 1959 or 1969, 1979, 89, or 99. Because the treatment model has changed. When you don't trust a person, you're not going to tell them what's really wrong. And that might take a while for you to find out, if you find out. We need to get together and have a strategic plan to work together to present our respective organization, Triad Veterans League. Like I said, we are 30 years in the community and we are still going. We're trying to put the glue to this project or projects to show that veterans can work together to help veterans. And I'm so grateful to have this opportunity presented by BNN Media Services to have this opportunity to talk about veterans and how we can help them and who the people are that we need to be in touch with. Because after meeting the people at the offices of Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Markey. I'm not going to act like I don't know them anymore. I know them now, and I know what they can do, and I know what we need them to do. So we got to come together and start thinking as a collective and not as a finger, become a fist, because that's the only way we're going to win. You know, we march together in combat, and in them drills, we know how to do those steps and flank movements and everything. We need to employ some of those same gestures when we go into situations speaking to the power that be. I want you to know something. I mean, I'm really, really clear. I'm very clear on veterans and helping veterans, because they got some veterans that are out there that don't help veterans. They have homes, GI Bill probably. Education, GI Bill again. And when it comes to attending their colleagues that are less fortunate than them, you don't see them. They're not there. But I'm not going to give up on our veterans. I'm going to help where I can and when I can, because it's very important that we understand that together we win, alone we lose. God take care of them, folks. We got to come together. We got to be that fist and not that finger when it comes to doing the work that needs to be done to establish a precedent on how we treat our veterans. We're winding down now, but I just want to thank the many people that I've had the opportunity to speak with about my concerns when it comes to the veterans, and to take veterans and get them to volunteer to be a part of a theater group that's very successful shows that veterans are resourceful but overlooked. To be working on a United States commemorative stamp proposal project that will reflect the history and the courage of African-American veterans on a stamp, a United States postal stamp? Just think about the power that is in terms of repudiating that we didn't do anything in the military. Look at that stamp over in California. It looks like the same one that I saw when I was in New York. Yes, that's the one the Triad Veterans League worked on. What I'm talking about right now when it comes to this commemorative stamp situation, we got to thank the people at AFRAM. AFRAM is a part of the union that works with minority union members. Marshall Jackson and a few others were instrumental in getting the change.org message to sign up online for the Veterans United States Commemorative Stamp Series. Remember now, nothing is guaranteed, but if we work hard together, it's going to be all good, because people are going to learn about us across the country. They're going to learn about the 54th, and they're going to learn about the others involved, like Crispus Attucks. They're going to learn about the Tuskegee Airmen. The Tuskegee Airmen, they're going to learn about those people and how they flew the planes and fought the Germans. Yeah. All we're trying to do is reach and teach with what we've been blessed to do, the Oscar Michelle Family Theater Program, the Veterans Reading Brigade, the United States Commemorative Stamp Petition for you to sign, coming from Triad Veterans League and our supporters. We can't do anything alone, but together, we can make it happen. We can reshape thinking. Because right now, if we don't, we're sinking. Veterans serve, deserve to be served. Veterans should not be in situations where they are contemplating suicides. Veterans should have housing or places for them to live with wraparound services, not in rooms that can become tombs because they don't have any services rendered for them to deal with the issues that they're dealing with, like coping, for instance. We got to believe that we can achieve together. Triad Veterans League, 857-204-5312 is for you whenever you think you need it. We are there. We care. We know you do, too. So we're going to wrap things up now. We're going to thank you for your time to listen to the importance of taking care of those who took care of us. I just want to remind you, we love you.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays, to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
Thanks so much, folks, for being with me today. We're going to sign off with our good music. Keep us in prayer. We love you out there. Take care.